Let's do some exploring. Our topic is compassionate capitalism, not the ordinary capitalism, the compassionate kind. Does that sound like utopia? Strictly woo? Summer is unofficially over, the break is finished, and you and I are back together again. Now, before we jump in, I need to confess. I missed you. Now that sounds funny, doesn't it? But I did. It was very odd not to share something every single week and not getting your emails and notes. Well, that was a downer. Okay, way too much information, I'm sure, and definitely not what you expected. So let's dive in. If you're like me, your brain is a tad blurry at the beginning of September. Yes, it's time to shift into the kids are back in the school mode and we all got to get back to some kind of schedule for the last 4 months of the year. And yet, we still want to relish a bit of the hot, hazy, humid days of summer, at least in our minds, right? Okay, so let's start this new season with a bit of how far we've traveled in the first season, share a bit of what happened over the break, and then lay out where we're all going for the first 3 months or so of this new season. That way, not only do we ease back into this podcast experience, but we all start from the same information base. So last fall, when I launched Exploring Compassionate Capitalism, it began from the place of understanding what the noise about climate change was really all about, who, what, and how we could place blame and accountability, and then move into discovering things that we who run businesses and we who work for businesses, well, we could make changes both professionally and personally. So you will recall that I thought compassionate capitalism was ultimately about doing business with a human face. And we covered the greatest and the silent generations, the boomers and the Gen Xers, basically to see who or what was responsible for the mess we keep reading about. And you'll recall I concluded that there is no one single generation responsible for the state of the world today. We are all products of the desire from our parents and grandparents to make and have a better and easier life than the previous generation. Much of the actions each generation has taken over the years have led to the unintended consequences of what we live with today. And if any of us could have known the results of the actions that we took 20, 40, 80, 120 years ago, we'd ask for a do-over, which of course is not possible. So the only thing we have left is to do everything for the highest good of all. Now, somewhere in there, I declare that climate change was not the problem. Climate change was a symptom. The real problem was human greed, or wealth accumulation, if you'd prefer to take a gentler term. I showed you 5 examples of companies that have gotten it right, either in their purpose, their values, their culture, and or their employees. I introduced you to people who are in the trenches trying to make a difference, from purifying the air in your home and office to figuring out how to incorporate to do good and do better into the branding of products and services, and from changing traditional compensation methods to new ones and covering some of the new ideas that are coming to market and not getting enough airtime. I called out a few of the big companies who knew better but didn't act, showcased why the young people's strident words and actions are exactly right for the times, and even brought on an economist who said the only way to move forward was with a whole new reset in the way we view wealth. Now, if I were to sum up the first season, I would say 3 things. 1, we barely scratched the surface. 2, the concept was right, the title was wrong. 3, it was a good start and it needs more of something. The term climate change has been around for more than 50 years. It's in the population's psyche and has finally become an almost regular dinner conversation. It has also become a generic, non-specific, and far too easy to glide over topic. Now, the term climate change does not even begin to cover the enormity of the problems that we are living with today. However, it is an easy catch-all phrase that now elicits more nods of agreement, and you and I covered a tiny speck of all the issues we must confront very urgently. Yet I've lived enough years to know that we should not mess with the term climate change. We'd be better off using it than fighting over the right terms. As I say, we've barely scratched the surface. The concept of exploring compassionate capitalism was right in that I still believe the ones who can make the biggest impact of all are those in the business world. However, I mistakenly thought capitalism was a decent enough term to attract the right listeners. Now, I am not complaining about the listeners that I have. I'm very proud of the fact I have a very small and devoted following. So many of you have contacted me with your comments, your articles, and your books, and I can see by the overall statistics that most of you who began with me have never left. For that, I am so deeply grateful. Knowing that the title is the biggest hindrance to attracting more listeners, I'm going to change the name this season. And finally, when I set out, I didn't want this podcast to become just another outlet for information. I wanted this podcast to inspire good humans to take action. Well, I think I failed in the take action part. So this season, I'll be changing that up a bit as well. This past summer, I read every single thing every one of you sent me, and I also expanded my reading library and now have 5 newspapers to which I actually pay real subscriptions to. The Guardian newspaper out of the UK is the latest one and, in my opinion, is the best newspaper for all things climate change related, for one simple reason. As always, the Europeans are far ahead of North Americans in every sense of the climate world. And in Europe, many ideas in many disciplines are taking shape, and the world needs to know about it. Now, the last bit I want to share with you is I have written my own book. The title is a bit long, Clarity and Collaboration for the Community of Climate Changemakers. How to Thrive and Survive the Next 2 Decades. Yeah, it's a bit long, isn't it? That's why I shortened it to the 5 C's. The book is divided into 3 sections. Clarity about what exactly we're dealing with. Collaboration about the specific actions we can take to wrestle this problem successfully. And finally, community. A unified roadmap on how we can do this together for the highest good of all. It's in for editing right now, then it's off to cover art, and then to publishing. And I'm hopeful that it will be in your hands before the end of 2023. Now, I share this because in my writing, I realize that there are so many things we can do as business people and as regular people. And I haven't seen anything yet that lays out a roadmap of what or how we can take existing ideas and repurpose or refashion them for making global change. You'll also notice that I'm sticking to climate change. And that's for one simple reason. Climate change has been with us for more than 50 years. It has basically become our comfortable shoe. Now, you and I both know we have a global biodiversity problem. We have raped and pillaged so much of Mother Earth to accelerate our own wealth accumulation. However, if we want to get more someones to pay attention, we need to use the one thing that everyone has, their comfortable shoe. And that is what's going to get their attention. And it's only when we have their attention that we can begin to show them how the rest of what they're wearing is really quite uncomfortable. So yeah, I was a bit busy this past summer, and going forward, I fully intend to use this podcast as a means to galvanize good humans to take action. The first few months of this season will be a bit different. When we decide it's time to take action, we need to ensure our own personal energy is as high as possible. And that kind of makes sense, right? Whenever we want to change, we better be hydrated, rested, and healthy. Because we know we can too easily deplete ourselves and our energy. And honestly, it's our energy we need to protect. So I've invited a successful business owner to speak personally about doing business and life in a different way. And then there's the health and fitness expert with a radically different view about keeping our body healthy, followed by a psychotherapist with some amazing results using some new neuroscience exercises. It is my hope that some of this will resonate with you and you can grab the simplicity of them to build your own personal energy up. Then, for more shock and awe, I'm bringing in another economist to share some interesting ideas for us to experiment and play with. Can you tell? I am super pumped about the second season. Listen, we both know this past summer was the hottest on record, and the very strange hurricanes and tornadoes were brought on because the ocean temperatures have warmed so considerably. And climate change is not the singular reason for the warm ocean temperatures. The real reason lies in all the actions we have collectively taken over the last 20, 40, 80, and even 200 years of living the good life. And we both know, if we had ever stopped and considered the future impact of our actions, we would not likely have done them to the same degree. If we could, we'd ask for a do-over. But the only thing left for us to do together, collectively, and right now, is to put our egos aside and do everything for the highest good of all.